Evanescence, the new single Going Under. Coming out in September. This is BBC Radio 1 across the UK. I'm Chris Moyles. My mate Gary just sent me a text. Chelsea fan. Funny hair. Telling me just how on the ball the Daily Mirror continued to be with their stories. And page 10 of today's Mirror tells a story about BBC political editor Andrew Marr going to the Foo Fighters gig. Wow. In London the other night. What do you mean, last week?
This time last week.
Last Wednesday. Oh, you're on the ball at the Mirror. Never let it be said that you're resting on your laurels. Woo! I believe they've got a hot exclusive coming up tomorrow. The Beatles are going to split. The war has ended. Rationing has stopped. No more lights out. Right, go on then.
We've got two males.
Do you still want to do it now? Because he might come in and kick your ass.
I don't care. It's pure
gold. Really?
I think John takes it in the spirit to which it is intended.
The only reason is because the reason that I find it amusing is because that John Peel is exactly the same on the air as he is off the air.
Yeah.
And he doesn't do that DJ thing of going, I made a mistake there. Papa Doodle-Doo, sorry about that. He just goes, what happened there? Why is that playing? As he would if he was off the air. And that's why it's amusing to me. Plus, I find John very funny. Purposely funny, you know, not, I don't laugh at him, I laugh with him. I'm making it worse, aren't I?
You're digging yourself a big, deep pit. I'll just cut in here. By the way,
he went off ranting about Harry Kewell off the air.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, we'll have him back. We'll have him back. If Liverpool want to give us the money back, we'll take Harry Kewell.
A refund.
Well, I would anyway, I don't know about other Leeds fans, but anyway.
Okay, well, thanks to Oliver Levy and also to Tony in Bristol, who informed us. Well, Tony says, I emailed to inform you of another hilarious John Peel episode and the troubles he has with controlling the equipment in the studio. It'd be very funny to hear it again. At 10:25 last night, John Peel introduced the record by Grandmaster Gareth and then proceeded to play the after a few mumbling moments, the right tune eventually came on. And then it goes on to talk about what happened at the end of the record.
See, now the thing is, I take full responsibility for Allard on this. It's his fault.
Is that because he should log out of the system?
He should log out of the system. And he doesn't. Therefore, it's your fault, Allard. Is there anything you'd like to say?
I'd like to apologise.
To Mr. Peel?
To Mr. Peel.
And his audience?
To his team and the great UK audience.
And around the world, the people that listen
around the world. I was slack and I apologise.
So the very serious John Peel with his very serious music show from last night on Radio 1.
And we've got a session coming fairly soon, not exactly sure when it is, from Grandmaster Gareth, who goes like this. Never stop. That's the wrong... It's that thing, it's doing it again. Right, OK, I need to somehow try to eliminate that. What do I have to do? Oh, no, there we go. It's, no.
Genius.
And again. Peel plays the Fame Academy music. Again. I'm going to hear that again. I really hope John's he's all right with this, because I think that's so funny, man.
And we've got a session coming fairly soon, not exactly sure when it is, from Grandmaster Gareth, who goes like this. Never
stop. What did he say out of the record, then?
If I ever find a piece of equipment that does that to me, I'm going to rip it out of my bare hands like a warrior ripping the heart out of an adversary.
Oh, man. He's a god. Man, he's so funny. Loud and Wainwright is in session tonight, if I'm correct in saying so. Tonight, 10 o'clock, John Peel. If you've never heard it, I've said this so many times, if you've never heard John Peel before in your life, you should be ashamed of yourself. The guy is an institution, he's a legend. He's a broadcasting legend, he's an icon, and you have to listen to the show at least once before you die. So tonight, 10 o'clock, John Peel at Radio 1.
One more time.
If I ever find a piece of equipment that does that to me, I'm going to rip it out of my bare hands like a warrior ripping the heart out of an adversary. Show me a
sign. Love you, John Peel.
Give me a meaning. Tell me why.